Doctor Who Game of Adventure by Gareth Bowley. Read by Tony Galichon. The dusty streets of the marketplace were hot and sticky. Alice was gleefully running back and forth, examining each stall and its contents. She was brimming full of questions regarding what the items were. The doctor walked alongside her, oblivious to the heat, but grinning as he fielded her questions. Chand walked alongside them, but he was far from happy. The heat was starting to irritate him. He wasn't happy when the doctor had suggested a journey to 5th century Persia. Interesting, though it probably was, he noticed that a lot of the locals were all pointing and whispering regarding the appearance of Alice and the doctor. Alice stopped at one stall full of various items. The stall owner leaned forward to her. "You want to buy?" he beamed. Alice's gaze moved over the stall contents. There were various ornate boxes on it. Her eyes finally fell on a singular box. This one appeared to have some sort of red gem embedded in the top. But what impressed her most was the dark purple colour of the box itself. "Doctor, do you have any money so I can get this?" The doctor started to pat his jacket's various pockets. "I think I may have some somewhere," he exclaimed. "Ah, there we go." Alice watched as the doctor held out a fistful of currency and passed it to the stall owner. Once the transaction was over, she immediately picked up her box. Chand was standing away from the doctor and Alice. He had watched as the stall owner loomed over her. Deep down, he was trying to feel happy about where they were, but the thought that something bad could happen, as usually did with the doctor, the unbearable heat, and the fact that he didn't want to be in 5th century Persia, just made him feel bad. He started to remove his jacket as the sun glared down at him. As he did, he noticed that a larger crowd had now started to appear and were chattering loudly with the odd glance in the doctor and Alice's direction. Finally, he'd had enough. He marched over to the doctor and Alice. He felt uncomfortable. He just wanted the earth to swallow them up. Then suddenly the earth did just that as the world disappeared from view out of the corner of his eye, and amongst the stalls he thought he saw a red telephone box. Chand pulled himself up from the floor. His thigh felt very bruised. He had obviously landed on his leg when he fell. The first thing he realised was that the insufferable heat had now gone. He was blessed with cool, crisp, fresh air around him. This started to give him goosebumps, so he quickly returned his jacket to his arms. He appeared to be in a room. It was completely bare, bar a single red door. The room itself appeared to be a deep purple wood. Chand tried the door, but it was locked. He called out for aid, but there was no answer. He pressed his body hard against the door, but it refused to move. He even tried the walls, but the result was the same. Finally, he decided it would probably be better if he just waited for the doctor and Alice. So he dropped himself to his haunches and remained in the centre of the room. The doctor awoke with a start. He sat bolt upright and looked around, but all his eyes were greeted with was darkness. He could feel that he was sat in what felt like a plastic chair. Then suddenly a light switched on. It started to move back and forth as if searching for something. "I believe you'll find I'm right here," called out the doctor. But the light continued on its course of movement. The doctor then felt something move beside him. The searchlight then moved in his direction and revealed that next to him was Alice. She held her head groggily and put her hand up to fend off the light. "What happened?" "What's the last thing you remember?" asked the doctor. The light moved away and Alice relaxed a little. "My box," she exclaimed. "It's gone." Never mind the box," stated the doctor. "What do you remember last?" "But that's my point," she replied indignantly. "I remember buying the box, opening it, then falling."
"Then at least we remember the same thing," mused the doctor.
Alice then started to look around frantically. "Where's Chand?" she asked.
"I don't know," the doctor replied. "I'm afraid I can't see a thing in this light." Then suddenly 6 lights switched on, and they played across the doctor and Alice's faces. Then a tune started up.
"What was that?" Alice asked.
"You've got me," the doctor replied. Then full illumination arrived. The doctor and Alice could see that they were seated opposite some form of podium, and beyond that was another chair. The doctor looked round and realised that they appeared to be in some form of arena, but he could not make out if there was an audience present. The light source didn't illuminate beyond the confines of the arena itself.
"No Chand," Alice whispered. "He's not here."
"Maybe he never fell," the doctor replied.
"Nah," said Alice. "I heard him cry out as we fell."
"Well, there is one other chair,"
stated the doctor. Perhaps he's coming along later. Chand breathed heavily and glanced at his watch. An hour had passed since he had decided to take his seated vigil. He now realised that any rescue attempt may take a lot longer than he initially thought. The doctor jumped out of his chair and started to pace the arena. He was clearly irritated at being left in the dark, so to speak. Then a shimmering noise appeared and a figure materialised in the spare chair. Alice jumped at the sight of the newcomer. This person was pig-like in appearance. He wore a deep blue suit and had a somewhat large pink bow tie attached at the neck. The doctor returned to his own chair and jumped into his own seat. He leaned forward and squinted intently at the newcomer. "Greetings," the newcomer said. The doctor jumped back in his chair and waved his arm crazily. "Archon!" The newcomer bowed. "So?" asked Alice, dumbfounded. "Oh, come on," the doctor said petulantly. "You must remember these guys." "How would I know them?" "In the mid-80s, they used to beam one of their TV shows using hyperspace laser relays into the homes of Earth." "Hang on," said Alice. "You mean these guys were shown on Earth and no one thought to tell anyone?" The doctor calmed slightly. "Well, many of Earth's denizens seemed that it was just, you know, a tacky TV show," the doctor said disapprovingly. "Even those humans who were taken to play the games were never really believed. Why do you think Johnny Ball all but disappeared from TV?"
"Johnny who?" Alice shook her head. "Never mind."
"It would appear the doctor knows our ways," stated the newcomer. "Absolutely," beamed the doctor. "I thought that a TV show was, you know, a method of first contact. It was genius. I was sad to see it go, but then many things were cut off in the 80s when they shouldn't have been." The newcomer leaned back in his chair. "You are on the planet Ark. As the doctor stated, I am an Archon. My name is Nathaniel. I will be your host this evening."
"Host?" exclaimed the doctor.
"Does that mean we're playing the game of adventure? Alice, wave, wave, we're on TV."
"What's the game of adventure?" Alice asked.
"That was their TV show," said the doctor gleefully. "I am glad to see you're still trying our first contact methods." Nathaniel shifted uncomfortably in his seat. Actually, Doctor," he sighed, "the original game of adventure was cancelled. You're going to play the game of adventure, The Next Generation."
"Go on," said the doctor, worriedly.
"The Archon government do not want first contact," Nathaniel sighed. "They just want entertainment. We sent out control boxes throughout time and space. You found yours in Persia on Earth."
"My box?"
exclaimed Alice. "That is what transported you here to Ark. The box latches onto the nearest three people and brings them here for the game of adventure, The Next Generation," stated Nathaniel.
"Three?"
The doctor's intrigue was now piqued.
"Who is the third person?"
"Your companion, Chand."
"Where's Chand?" cried Alice.
"He is being held in the box you brought." A screen appeared at the far end of the room. The doctor and Alice looked up in shock as they saw Chand seated in the centre of a purple room. "There he will remain," stated Nathaniel, "until you complete the game of adventure of The Next Generation." The screen went blank. The doctor and Alice returned their gaze to Nathaniel. Alice's face was angry at the thought of Chand being in captivity. The doctor, however, was grinning. "The game of adventure had very easy games," he beamed. "This should be no problem. Let's play." The lights splayed across the arena and the podiums then turned into screens. The screen then displayed a blue box with four smaller boxes underneath. Nathaniel sat back in his chair. "Okay, your first question to get you nearer to rescuing Chand is this." The screen flickered and the largest box brought up a question. "Which galaxy does the great Farsec species fly through?" read Nathaniel. The doctor looked dumbfounded. The little boxes on the screen then filled with words. "Your choice of answers are," stated Nathaniel. "It's Bartex," blurted out the doctor. "Steady now, doctor, I have to give you your options," Nathaniel chuckled nervously.
"Hey, isn't this like Who Wants to Be a..." started Alice.
"No," cried out Nathaniel. "This is an entirely original program. Anyway, your choices are A, Slopax, B, Bartex, C, Unit 4582, or D, Klom." The doctor folded his arms and leaned back into his chair.
"Nah, she's right, you know. This is a lot like Who Wants to Be a..."
Nathaniel leaned forward. "Look," he whispered, "my job's on the line. They decide the next generation of this game needs spicing up, and they used Earth TV shows as a way of doing that." "That is criminal," stated the doctor. "Altering the format of something that once worked so well, I mean, that's exactly why I no longer watch the psychologist reports from Big Brother. But the answer is, still Bartex."
"Correct,"
cried Nathaniel. A tune started playing and the lights began to dance. The doctor leaned over to Alice. "We have to play along," he whispered to her. "At least until we find Chand." "But how?" "Watch," he grinned. The light dimmed down and the tune disappeared. "Okay," started Nathaniel. "Your next question is, who invaded Meldery Prime? Is it the Fad Dick Clud?" shouted the doctor. "Now, doctor," said Nathaniel sternly, "you can't interrupt. Is it right?" asked the doctor. "But of course it's right," stated Nathaniel. Then the light started up again, as did the theme from when they'd got their last question right. "Thought so," grinned the doctor. "By cutting to the chase like this, I can get us to Chand quicker than your programme will allow. You'll be, underrunning." Nathaniel sat there seething. But like a professional, he carried on. Alice watched in amazement as Nathaniel fired several more questions at them. The doctor got each one before the final four options of answers were revealed. At each response, Nathaniel seemed to be getting angrier. "Now," barked Nathaniel, "your final question to get you to the next level is, name the first individual who left the Earth group Take That in order to pursue a solo career." Before looking at the potential answers, Nathaniel looked up at the doctor. The doctor was biting his lips, and his eyes were darting everywhere. Nathaniel started to grin and opened his mouth to read the potential answers. "Robbie Williams," blurted out Alice. Nathaniel looked shocked and his mouth hung open. Correct, he breathed. "Phew," explained the doctor. "Thanks for that. I had no idea on that one." "You may proceed," said Nathaniel. "Proceed where?" asked Alice. At which point the arena appeared to become pixels in a morph away. The doctor and Alice now found themselves stood near a table with a large box in front of them. They appeared to be at the centre of a large horseshoe shape. There were several other boxes within the horseshoe shape. "Now what?" asked Alice. Then a telephone appeared on the table and it started to ring. The doctor just stared at it. "Go on then," cajoled Alice. "Answer it." The doctor picked up the receiver gently and placed it to his ear. Hello?" he asked. "Yes." "Yes." Oh, I understand, yes. Thank you." He gently replaced the receiver. "Well?" asked Alice. "That was someone called B. Thanker," the doctor replied. "He says in order to get to the next level, you have to uncover the, you know, the correct box." "Do you think it'll be the box that Chand is in?" "I doubt it," sighed the doctor. "Does this setup seem familiar to you?" "Hmm," said Alice thoughtfully. "Hang on." "Yes, it does. Deal or no..." "That's it," exclaimed the doctor. "Box one, please." At that point, the nearest box to the doctor opened up and revealed nothing. A screen appeared at the box of the room. There were 9 spaces. The last one had Chan's face on it. The first space now had a big red X placed across it. "Ah," stated the doctor. The phone rang and the doctor answered it. He nodded several times and replaced the receiver. He looked forward, confused. "B. Thanker again?" asked Alice. Yes, replied the doctor. "He said he'll offer us 5 Geltont bars." "What's a Geltont bar?" "About 5 pence in your terms," stated the doctor. "Hey," said Alice, "do you reckon that they'll have followed this game to the letter?" "Possibly," whispered the doctor. "Then in theory, we wouldn't want to open the boxes because we want the money. We only want Chand." The doctor looked at her blankly. Alice grinned and then darted over to box 2. She lifted up the lid. She then replaced it and moved on to all the other boxes, looking into each one. Finally, she came back to the doctor. "He's in your box," she said. The doctor grinned. He shouted out each box's number in the horseshoe. They opened to reveal nothing. The phone started loudly, but the doctor and Alice ignored it, determined not to be distracted. Once all the boxes were opened within a few minutes, the doctor proceeded to open the box in front of them. There inside was a picture of Chand. The phone stopped ringing. "Nice one," chuckled Alice. The room around them began to again morph and change. Finally, it settled on a series of 5 cast doors. The doctor and Alice looked up to the turrets and a figure appeared. It was Nathaniel. He appeared to be dressed in a white military uniform. "Choose your door to find your friend," he cried out. "But be warned, there are 3 levels of these doors." 15 doors to choose from," whistled Alice. "Hey." She looked at her arm and realised she was dressed as a strawberry. "Oh, so sweet," beamed the doctor. "Great Scott." The doctor realised he was dressed as a penguin. "I think I know this one," said Alice. She then ran forward towards one of the doors. The door splintered as she ran into it. The doctor followed her, and they were presented with a second set of 5 doors. Alice looked up and down and ran for the middle door. The door again splintered, but instead of her passing through, she discovered that she was ensnared in a net. "Wrong way," she called. "Doctor, it's not..." And then she disappeared. Looks like you're playing for two, Nathaniel chuckled up on his turret. The Doctor looked angrily at the Archon. He then went up to the remaining four doors and tapped each of them. Only one sounded empty, so the Doctor ran at it. The doors crashed through to reveal the third set of doors.
That's not the way you do it, cried Nathaniel.
The Doctor grinned, picked himself up from the floor, and carried out the same procedure. Again one door was hollow, and he ran at it, and it broke instantly, revealing on its other side the purple box. The Doctor held up the box, grinning.
In your face!
I think that's what they say, he exclaimed. Nathaniel appeared beside him. You cheated, he cried. My program is now under running by 20 minutes. A phone appeared out of nowhere and began to ring.
I think that's for you, said the Doctor.
Nathaniel picked up the receiver and nodded. His shoulders slumped as he returned the receiver.
Bad news?
Asked the Doctor.
You have ruined me, replied Nathaniel. They've cancelled my show. They say this was the worst edition ever.
Sorry about that, replied the Doctor. But you really should have come up with some original programming.
Don't be like ITV.
He waggled the box at Nathaniel. Oh, open it up and it'll return you, replied Nathaniel sulkily. The Doctor nodded and opened the box. He then fell through a hole in the floor. The Doctor found himself on the floor of the console room in the TARDIS. He pulled himself up onto the console, and as he looked up, he saw Alice and Chan stood on the other side.
All accounted for, grinned Alice.
Splendid, announced the Doctor. I don't think we'll be hearing from the Archons for a while now.
Archons? Snapped Chan.
Look, what happened, and what took you so long to rescue me? The Doctor looked up and grinned.
Oh, Chan, what's wrong? He asked. With that kind of tone, you'd think me and Alice had been playing games.